On this weekend of the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, as we bring this Christmas season to a close, we end at the shores of the river. And we also, this weekend, will have the opportunity to baptize children tomorrow into this faith. They'll experience this grace of baptism. And I always have the pleasure of meeting with the parents the week before their infants are baptized, and this past week was no different. I always like it when we have new parents who've never had children before. I always ask them to introduce themselves by saying, what's one way your life has changed on the outside, and what's one way your life has changed on the inside since this child came into your life? So I went to the first mother, they're a little older parents, and she said, I don't think I understand the question. Did you say one way? I said, well, how would you answer that? She said, well, everything has changed on the outside and on the inside. Today, as we celebrate this feast, this sacrament, we hear John the Baptist say that I baptize with water, but Jesus the Lord, the Messiah, will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. He seems to be saying there's really two experiences going on here. There's the experience in the water itself and all that that might mean. But there is this other experience that comes with the spirit of that experience. You know, the Jordan River itself, it's filled with meaning. That John would choose that place to begin to do his ministry. Remember, the Jordan River was that place that the Israelites crossed, that final crossing after they had spent 40 years in the desert. You know, they crossed two waters. There was that first crossing of the Red Sea, where they literally left behind all that came with slavery. And they made that huge crossing. And it's that kind of crossing that you make where you can't go back again. They left it all behind. And all they were living with was this promise, and they were led to the other side. And what it meant was a long journey. A journey of coming to know the Lord who had freed them. And here they are at this last crossing, one more water crossing, where they would go into what they thought they called the promised land. And as they crossed into the promised land, where that was finally fulfilled, what they discovered was that the land was probably good for farming and other things, but the real fulfillment of the promise was them. These people, the people of God, they were the fulfillment of the promise. And as they lived into this new covenant, in this new land, we hear from the prophet today, the way you are, who you are, that will be a light to the nations. You know, one of the ways you could look at the scripture is to read all of the water stories. It'd be a wonderful Bible study if you were to study all the stories of water where people are, for one reason or another, are crossing over. They're making some kind of rite of passage. They're going from the way things were, where they're crossing the water, living in fear and anxiety and promise, not knowing exactly what's on the other side, and they can't go back. And then they enter into the new place, the new reality. And it really is, it's a whole new experience of coming to know who they are now. And it's not surprising that for generation after generation, how many immigrants have been inspired by those stories of Exodus, those stories of crossing over all kinds of waters, whether it be the Atlantic, or the Pacific, or in recent years, the Mediterranean, or what we're so focused now, this crossing over the Rio Grande. This experience is part of so many people's psyche, that same inspiration of the Exodus, that we leave it all behind. We leave everything, and we cross over. And we don't know what's going to happen on the other side, but we live in hope, and we live in a promise. Today, our gospel reading is a vocation story. It's Jesus' own vocation story. It says that Jesus was baptized into the water along with everybody else. And after that experience, it was obviously meaningful to him, because after being in that water in the Jordan, and all that has meant to his people, and what that Jordan symbolizes in terms of the covenant of God, and God's promise of being with the people, it says he was led to prayer. It led him into a prayer. And it was in that prayer that he heard these words, "You are my beloved son, of whom I am well pleased." And for Jesus, his claiming his own beloved sonship is his vocation. And it was so overwhelming, it says it led him into the desert to come to terms. What will this mean to be the beloved son? For Jesus, this was his big rite of passage. This calling it was more than a task. It was an identity. And that this identity became the measure for how he fought and did everything. This water experience immersed him into a journey of what it means to be the beloved son. As we celebrate this feast day of baptism, we're invited to call to mind our own water experiences, our experience of crossing over, those times where we have left behind whatever it was, the singleness, not having children, to what it is, this new place, this new experience. You know, being a mother is more than just being a task. It's an identity, and it's something you live into. And so baptism is a sacrament of life, that everything in our lives is an opportunity to be led by the Spirit into our vocation, that our deepest vocation is that you and I are beloved sons and daughters of God. And so we're invited into this journey. What does that mean for us to live that out in our lives? And so as we end the Christmas season and we move into the ordinary life, we're invited into the journey again to cross over into the promised land, to live into the fulfillment of what we are being heard again today. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. Let's allow that identity to work, that Spirit to lead us now as we move in this, continue in our own journey of faith, knowing that Jesus leads the way and that the Spirit of God is upon us and the Spirit of God is with us.